Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Text from Obvious Bozos, episode 12. I'm Drew. Joining me as my co-host, as always, Chief Creative Officer at the Strickland, the social media guru over at SNY, and he may have landed a job with ESPN too to be their creative content director. And this is Zachary Blattery. Zach, how's it going?
It's going great. It would be going greater if I had actually landed a job at ESPN. That is
no, you got it.
Maybe I missed the email or I missed the call, but that hasn't happened yet. But besides that, I'm great.
Good. We have a guest. If you're watching on YouTube, you already know who it is. If you're just listening to audio, you're probably wondering who's coughing on the mic. It is the one, the only, Schwinny Poo. Schwinn, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going well. Knicks won two in a row. We're back on a streak now. So
we're back.
Things are good. Precious is playing well, and OG's elbow is still attached to his body, contrary to popular belief, as people were freaking out last night. So all good things.
Yeah, I caught up on everything this morning because I'm not watching Knicks Blazers. 11 o'clock at night, but
not dedicated.
I'll definitely be watching it today. I'm excited. No, because everyone's like, "Oh my god, you know, OG hurt his elbow," and it's like, "Well, yeah, he just had surgery, right? Like he's gonna have some pain here and there." So, kind of figured that. But before we get to all of our takes, guys, BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with an in-game live betting contest and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform from your desktop, on your mobile, or on your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV. BetOnline, the game starts here. And we have a brand new sponsor. Guys, this is great. It is God. And I love betting, my friends. I really do. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows I am a big-time gambler. And betting them on anything, it could be a sports game, who's the fastest in a 40-yard dash, who can make the most free throws, who can nail a corner kick in the goal by bending it, all that sort of stuff. That's what Cut allows me to do with all my buds. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. Yeah, man, 40-plus. So if you're in Utah, Mississippi, probably Texas, Oklahoma, one of the Dakotas, you're out of luck. So, but that's customizable odds, tracking capabilities, an entire social media network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. For all payments, no need for Venmo. And you know what we need to bet on? We need to bet on the NCAA tournament that's coming up soon, right? It's March Madness time, I think.
It's fucking March, Doug. So yes, that's
it is. But I think that word is trademarked though. Be careful with that word.
March Madness. Oh, is it March Madness Sadness Radness? Stop. There you go. That's no longer trademarked. There's a big opposite of West Coast league that's having a tournament soon at the world's most famous arena. I'm going to be betting on UConn to win it all. Twin Zach, are you betting on anything like that to win it all? The big game.
What am definitely I not betting? Fordham. Definitely not Fordham. It's the only thing I won't be betting on.
So, I don't know anything about college basketball, but I'm sure I'll be betting on it soon enough.
So, yeah. Use your promo code BelieveKnicks for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code CUT. Put your money where your mouth is, and that's BelieveKnicks. And then, guys, don't forget, we have an Instagram, we have a YouTube, we have a TikTok, we have an X, we have a Mastodon, we have a Facebook. Follow us on all the different social medias. Definitely check us out on TikTok before our government decides to ban it, because that's much more important than anything else that's going on right now in the United States, right? We got to get TikTok banned because we can't have Zach slacking off anymore, right? We need to get his TikTok out of here.
Honestly, the best part about TikTok being banned, not that it's a good thing, it's obviously a bad thing, the logic of it, but the great part about TikTok being banned would be Zach probably going insane and not knowing what to do with his life, and we could witness that happening in real time. So that would be really enjoyable for me personally.
Not to rain on the parade, but I would just be forced to watch Instagram reels, which are really bad, but they'll work, you know.
Right, it'll be part of the process of you going insane.
Right, that's the whole point, right? It's the idea of like everyone has to transition to Instagram reels, which is going to be hilarious. Where old folks like me, I'll just be like, all right, I won't use TikTok anymore. And I'll just move on with my life.
I don't even use TikTok, so I'm already.
I'm going to be like clicking the place on the phone where the TikTok app used to be for months out of like instinct. Exactly. We're like, oh, God.
But no, follow us on all our social medias. That is at thestrict.land. Don't forget to go to our Patreon page, which is patreon.com/thestrickland. If you subscribe to our $6 tier, you get to hear the entire episode of this and not just the preview. You'll hear Schwinn's Friday episode of Pod Strickland. If you do a $9 tier, you will hear Strictly NFL. I can say NFL, right? That's not trademarked enough, or I can't say it on the podcast. Zach, you would know this? No?
I don't think so.
Well, Jeff and Con are hosting the American football podcast that we do. That's on the $9 tier. Don't forget that. We got articles from Matthew Miranda exclusive to it. So definitely check us out. That's patreon.com/Strickland, or you can go to the strict.land, follow the links to get to our Patreon. And that's it. Guys, are you ready for the judge some takes?
Can't wait.
Schwinn, are you ready? This is your first time. Are you excited? Are you excited to judge takes?
Yeah. I've never been more pumped for anything, actually.
A lot of them are from you, man. So you're the one getting judged because you've got like 8 takes in here. So
well all my takes are good. So there's really not much to judge there. I've never had a bad take in my entire life.
So I want to Zach produced everything today. So if your takes got cut, bring it up with Zach, not me. So just letting you know right now how great. So Zach sets us up with our first take from our beloved Jerry Garcia. What a fucking way to start the show. The takes from Mommy's Bozo's hosts have improved a lot since their first episode, and the shows are starting to sing despite their cruel mockery of my 100% flawless and spicy takes. So here's the problem with James. Here's the problem with James's take. Ready? He doesn't say anything spicy, and he doesn't say anything flawless. He just gives us useless nonsense for us to read out loud, and he already knows I struggle reading. So I don't appreciate that.
I think that's the whole point, right?
I actually think this was his best take he's ever submitted. This is the greatest thing he's ever submitted. It's like the most honest. You know, this is the first one that's not even that spicy. It's really heartfelt. It's warm, and I like more of this. And I have to put it at the beginning of the show.
I see that. It's nice. He's like the father that
you never wanted.
That I've never won.
He's got to be our next guest. You know, I don't know. We'll give him a couple weeks, but he's got to be our next guest. Find out.
No, he's too busy. He's too busy being a great father. He doesn't have time to slum it up.
You could have him on. You just have to make sure that none of the takes are about basketball because he doesn't watch basketball anymore.
Listen, he's going to do a good cleaning the glass. Maybe one day. I can't wait for you to learn how to get the Darko so you can start doing Darko agendas. That's going to be the day.
Wait till he figures out EPM. Once we give him EPM, it'll be over.
He's never going to know EPM. He's not going to give a shit about EPM. whatsoever. I don't even think he knows what box plus minus is. So,
that's baby all right.
Steps. Baby steps. We have two takes from our guest, from Schwinn. Our first take from Schwinn. If you gave this Knicks roster fully healthy to Spo, we'd win the chip. Schwinn, that's a great take. It's not hot. Great take.
That's great.
Not hot, though. It's not hot at all. If we had an actual coach like Spo, this team's a dynasty.
I actually think this is more about the health part, where he's like, if you gave him this roster fully healthy, like I think a lot of coaches with this roster fully healthy, or a handful of like the top 5, 6, 7 coaches in the league with this roster fully healthy, there's a good chance they chip up. And Spo is at the top of that, like top 5, top 6, whatever. So that's the bigger piece here. But yeah, this is a pretty cold, and I would expect them to chip up if they have Spo.
Zach, do you have a top 5 coach list right now off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, Spo is in there. Yeah. Tibbs is probably in there. Tibbs is probably like the 5th guy or the 6th guy. I mean, like he's having that sort of season. Like he's really he's moved me. I don't know who else is in there.
Top 5 coaches?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to forget coaches. Somebody if I like ramble off a top 5 right now. I'd have to go and look at the list and like
probably Darvin Ham.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
Darvin Ham's obviously up there.
Doc number Rivers. 2.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers is number 3. Joe Mazzulla is number 4.
Adrian Griffin Sr., just, you know, put him at
Monty.
Like
4.
Yeah, Monty.
Yeah, Monty.
Just kill
Jacques Vaughn. Jacques Vaughn.
Yeah, these are the elite coaches.
No, but like what? Mike Malone's better than Tibbs. Steve Kerr's bad either.
I think Chris Finch is probably better than Tibbs.
Lou's better than Tibbs.
Yeah, Lou's better than Tibbs. I'd say Chris Finch is.
I think you can
argue. He's unfortunately has to deal with Cat and Gobert, but like he's good.
I would rather have Nick Nurse in the playoffs than Tibbs. I think that is how I feel. But I don't know if he's actually like a better coach, because his like one championship is with Kawhi, which okay, you had Kawhi. Like I don't know, like that helps. Tibbs has never had a Kawhi. He had Derrick Rose, but then Derrick Rose, RIP.
Now he's got OG, and that's the closest thing we've ever seen. So we're good.
But that's the point. It's like this is like still you still don't have. As awesome as Jalen Brunson is, like I don't think Jalen Brunson's not a top 5 guy in the league. He's not like in that caliber. Mm-hmm. So he's never had that. So I don't know. Like I think Tibbs and Nurse, that's like Hitler versus Stalin. It'd be a fun series that nobody wants to watch.
No one. It's already annoying when you watch the Knicks play the Sixers all this year, because Nurse was like, we're going to quadruple team Brunson.
That was really
and just make everyone else do everything. And it's like, can you not muck up the game like it's a high school game, right? Like, can you not? He just let us watch basketball, but Nurse is like, no, get it out of his hands. I feel like young Tibbs would do something stupid like that. Not stupid, because like it makes sense, right? Because the Knicks don't have anyone else besides Jalen Brunson.
It also makes sense because the Sixers just suck without Embiid. So, like, they stole a game from the Knicks basically just selling out on that. But then once the Knicks got OG back, it was just like, all right, well, that isn't going to work. So good luck with that. But I don't know, man. Nick Nurse just does some crazy shit. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it does. But if he has the personnel, I mean, he draws up some creative defensive game plans like we saw when they won the championship in Toronto. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think Nurse and Tibbs are, like, in the same ballpark.
That's fair. I think that's fair. So we have another Schwinn take. If we can't beat Miami at full strength, Tibbs should be fired.
Yeah, I don't think this is a hot take at all.
I don't think
it's a hot take either. I still would have fired him after last year's playoffs. And that was like with a Knicks team that, one, I think was better than Miami, but two, was not as dominant, anywhere near as dominant as this year's team is and has proven to be. When healthy, I don't think Miami is that good. I know that they are like the devil and that they will never stop being annoying and existing. And Eric Spoelstra is amazing. And like, look, Spoelstra is a better coach than Tibbs. I don't think anybody's like under the impression otherwise. But if you have a clear cut, better roster, you have to be able to like win that series. And personally, like, you know, look, so there's always like there's the one main caveat, right? Is like, is Randall going to be like normal human being in the playoffs, or is he going to play like a bum? But I think like the Knicks have plenty. They have plenty to beat Miami. I don't think Bam's not had a particularly good year this season. Jimmy Butler, I think he does not look as good as he has in the past. Maybe he's going to do the I'll turn it on thing in the playoffs or something. But I think that entire narrative is a little bit gassed up. And then, you know, the rest of that team, it's like, all right, Hero, don't care. Jaime Jaquez, don't give a shit. Terry Rozier. Yeah, Terry Rozier, cool. Duncan Robinson, annoying. Seems to have a tendency to hit a lot of threes against the Knicks, but also, like, not somebody who should be like, oh, my God, how could we defend Duncan Robinson? I don't know. They just don't really scare me in terms of their offensive firepower. And I think our strengths, you know, physically, defensively, are significant. So, to me, like, if he can't win that series, it's not so much like, you know, maybe if you played them for whatever reason, let's say you played them in conference finals and you lose, maybe then you're a little bit more understanding because it's like, all right, maybe we got there and we beat, who knows, fucking Philly in the first round and Boston in the second round and you're worn down or whatever. Like, you know, maybe there's mitigating circumstances. But if you played Miami in the first round or something and you lost, I think that's like, I think you, I would feel like, all right, he just, he doesn't have, he's not demonstrated the ability to coach up at a high level in the playoffs. And he's probably not going to because he's old. So I'd fire him at that point.
Yeah. Any first round loss, I feel like you have to fire him. Cause this team, I feel like as talented as it is when healthy, like the second round has to be like, has to have
the bar. Yeah. That's
like, that's the bar right now. So yeah. So like if it's a first round thing and speaking of the first round, Basketball Robot has getting the sixth seed and facing Cleveland in the first round is the best possible scenario.
This is the second best possible scenario, in my opinion. Okay. I think the best possible scenario is a 4-5 with Orlando. I am so not moved by this Orlando team at all. And like they have no experience. Like this team is so young. Their coaching is young. And like I think the Knicks would just beat the doors off them in a series. I think that would be a sweep. Maybe you would go to 5. Cleveland would probably go to 5 also. But I just think that's a physically easier series for the Knicks to win. Like, there's no big man down there that's, like, obviously, like, Allen and Mobley are not going to give us problems, but they'll give us more problems than, like, Paolo would. I'm not really worried about the Magic at all, and that's the team I want to play in round one.
Is Cleveland at full health in this scenario? Is that what we're assuming?
Probably, yeah.
Then I want to play Cleveland.
Yeah, I think
I'd like to see them in round two. I mean, yeah.
I don't want to deal with Jalen Suggs for a whole series defending Jalen Brunson. I don't want to deal with that. I think we're better than both those teams. But Orlando has given us problems in the past. I know that we played them 3 times this year in very weird circumstances. And then the one time we didn't even have our full team when we beat them the last time. We didn't even have OG back, but I think that they give us problems in some ways. But they also, yeah, like they're not. I don't think Paolo is a good rebounder. I don't think Wendell Carter Jr. is a particularly good rebounder. I actually think Goga has been better for them when he plays. He's been better for them than Wendell this year. So that's interesting. They seem to be committed to Wendell Carter Jr. starting. So I don't know how that would work. I don't know. I think either one is probably fine. If you wanted to say like Donovan Mitchell has the ability to win games individually in a way that nobody on Orlando can, I think that's probably maybe the deciding kind of factor there. So I get that, but I wouldn't be concerned about either of these teams. So I guess I would say that I agree more with Zach. I think Orlando's like the team I would want to face the most. But if you stay in the 4-5, that means you've got to play Boston in the second round, which maybe you don't. I mean, ideally you would like to face them as late as possible. I just don't really know how much that matters if you're operating under the assumption that you're gonna have to play them at some point anyways. So to me, it's just like, who cares? If you play them, you got to play them at one point in time or another. So just, you know, like in that sense, I don't think it really, they shouldn't really care about like avoiding them until the conference finals or something like that.
Yeah. So the 3-6 would match up with the winner of the 2-7. So I do think that would be a potentially easier path, I would say, for the Knicks going that way. So I think I see kind of like the logic that that Dallas is getting at.
Yeah, but if he's factoring in like the long-term thing, like who they play in the second round and like the conference finals, like then it's an argument I'll hear. But if he's just like isolating this series, like here's the opponent, then I'm picking Orlando. But if you want to factor in all the matchup stuff and who comes in the next round, then sure, I'll listen to the Cleveland thing.
Yeah, I want Boston in the first round.
I don't want them in the first round.
I want Boston in the first round.
And you want to drop into the play-in?
Oh, yeah, that's how it would work.
You want to drop into the play-in, and you want us to lose the first play-in game?
Listen, scratch that.
Win a second play-in.
Lose the first play-in game to Toronto Raptors?
You know what? That's not only a hot take, it's a bad take. So we're gonna scratch that from the record. Sean submitted a take from Alonzo Trier. Oh, okay. Alonzo Trier. Nick Saban should go back to the NFL. Nick Saban's still coaching?
No, he's not. Yeah.
He's not coaching?
No, he just retired.
When did he retire?
This year.
Yeah, after the season.
I want him to go back, and I want him to go back to the Dolphins, and I want him to ruin the Dolphins again. That's what I want.
They'll figure it out. They'll find a way to ruin themselves anyway.
I know they do, but what did they do? What was great, wasn't it when Saban took over, they were going to sign Drew Brees, right? And he was like, no, I want Dante Culpepper. Was that it? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, he wanted they signed Culpepper instead of Brees.
Yeah. So, like, I want that to happen again. So we should come back. You know what? What about Nick Saban to the Jets? That sounds like a good idea.
Anybody's better than Bobby Football. I mean, like, I think Jeff fans would get behind that. Yeah.
Big Bobby Sala. Yeah, no, I look, Nick Saban is like, look, I think he's fucking, hold on. Nick Saban is, he's fucking 72 years old. He's 72. The guy has won, he won 7 national championships in college, 6 with Alabama. Like, let him just be, he seems happy. Seems pretty happy in retirement. You think he's got a job working in studio for like the Fox studio guys for college football? He's probably going to get paid 7 figures doing that. He doesn't need to go to the NFL. Why would he want to go to the NFL? Why would he want the aggravation of like professional sports and having to deal with millionaire athletes who make more than him and therefore have more power and agency? You think the guy's been coaching fucking 20-year-old kids for the past, you know, fucking 20 years. Mm-hmm. I don't think he doesn't want to go deal with the ego of professional. Why would anybody want that for him? Why does he? Yeah, also, let me go deal with like Tyreek fucking Hill. Like, give me a break, dude. Let the guy just, let him be retired. And it's not even real retirement, right? He's still working. Like, let him just do that. It's fine. Get the fuck out of here. Go get a job, Alonzo Trier.
Didn't he retire from college football coaching because the players have too much money and ego now and he can't control? Like, he used to be like, oh, we have this guy who's going to sit on the sideline for 3 years and then we'll play him in the fourth year and he'll be great for us. But now these dudes are just like going to go wherever they're going to get playing time and money. And it's not about like a 4-year commitment or a long-term development.
What he said is it's just like there's no downtime now because of that. So like the NFL, there's no downtime, which seems important to him, which makes sense because he's 72 fucking years old. And he's just like, I don't know, man. I just think it's like, come on.
Another bozo take from Alonzo Trier. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty bozo one. So we are actually going to, this is our final take on the free preview. And again, if you want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/Strickland, sign up. You'll get to go on our Discord. You'll get to submit these takes and you'll have us evaluating them. So from Carry the Hell On, the Celtics are the new Niners and will add many legacy points to Jokic's career when he beats them in the finals. What?
Yes.
Is there something I see? Because I haven't followed the NFL in a while. The 49ers were already like a glamour franchise for a while. Then they stopped being one. Are they back to being like Joe Montana, Steve Young, and then the fall to grace of Jeff Garcia? Like, did they just resurge or something like that?
Well, now they're just Mahomes' beating toy every year. They just lose to Mahomes in the Super Bowl the past.
Oh, is that it?
It's probably going to happen again. I mean, Mahomes is just on another level than them. The Chiefs are on another level than them. And they're a good team. The Niners are a good team. But it's just they're not going to be able to beat Mahomes and these Chiefs. Especially now that Chiefs got Hollywood Brown. I doubt you know who that is. But they finally got a receiver for Mahomes. And that team is scary. I hope this is the case, though.
Can I read you guys the best Nick Saban quote from his biography?
Yes, please do. Please do.
All right. Guys out there chasing pussy, having all these kids, and then you come in here and try to play football. Ultimately, it's a distraction. Ultimately, you don't want to be out there chasing after midnight. If you haven't locked it up by midnight, it's not worth it. Ultimately, you never want to sleep with anybody who has less to lose than you do. So ultimately, if I'm ever going to sleep around on Miss Terry, it's going to be with Hillary fucking Rodham Clinton. That's a good quote.
That's a great quote.
It's a great lesson.
Zach, learn that lesson.
I wish I had heard that earlier.
Yeah. That is great.
Yeah, Zach's just out here just getting laid all the time.
Yeah, at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Sometimes I look at the clock, it's 12:30. I'm like, oh, am I still going?
Yeah, I got to get home.
I got to get home, exactly.
Is it worth it?
No. Yeah, no, the Celtics aren't going to beat the Nuggets if they get back into the finals. It's not happening.
Doug, did you watch?
I would love that.
Did you watch Celtics Nuggets? It was like a week and a half ago on ABC.
Who, me?
Yeah, Celtics Nuggets. It was a big game.
No.
The Nuggets just...
Let me guess. Did Jokic dominate them while the Celtics continued to jack up threes as if, you know, that's going to work all the time? Yeah. I already know the Celtics game plan. They just doubled down. They got the better version of the center that they want in Porzingis, so it works a lot better. But, like, there's going to be a few games in the playoffs where they're not going to make threes. They're going to lose because of it, and then they're going to be down. And they'd be like, oh, no, what happened? And it's like, well, I don't know. Try playing a different style of basketball. So...
Also, fun fact about Nick Saban, he's a huge fan of D's Nuts jokes, apparently.
Wow. Yeah,
does it a lot in practice.
See, this is why he's so great in college and not in the pros, because this is the stuff that gets, like, Zach laughing.
Yeah.
Where
those jokes really land in college.
Yeah. Yeah, vets in the game are like, Nick, we don't have time for this. We need to – can you, like, organize the playbook? Thank you. Stop with the D's Nuts jokes.
Yeah,
you have games to win, money's on the line.
So this is Josh Jacobs said this. He mentioned in an interview with Dan Patrick that Nick Saban loves these D's Nuts jokes, and so Dan Patrick asked him to provide an example, and so Jacobs goes, "One day I caught like 5 passes in a row." He was like, "Hey Josh, if you want to hold all them balls, hold D's." I said, "What, coach?" I sat there for a second. And I was like, did he really just say that?
Oh, man. So, guys, that's how the free preview is going to end. Very classy, as it always is. And for the patrons, we will see you on the other side.